This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 3 for Wednesday, August 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is weaker Wednesday morning as a rally in the Canadian dollar weighed on prices. Canola is 60 cents to $1.60 lower. November down $1.40 at $489.40 per ton. The loonie is up sharply relative to its U.S. counterpart, trading at about 75.5 cents. That's its strongest level since the beginning of March. That stronger loonie cuts into domestic crush margins and makes exports less attractive to global buyers. Signs canola was running into resistance from a chart standpoint also pressured values. Chicago soybeans are posting small losses in early activity, and that's also weighing a bit on canola. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, corn a bit higher, and wheat mixed. The November soybeans down 4 cents at $8.77 per bushel. Soybeans had posted gains in overnight activity, but ran into technical resistance, and the good U.S. crop weather and solid production prospects also weighed on the values. However, weakness in the U.S. dollar and gains in crude oil were a bit supportive. U.S. and Chinese officials will meet by teleconference later this month to discuss the progress of the Phase 1 trade deal. Corn, it saw a modest recovery after touching contract lows yesterday. The September contract up a penny at $3.09 per bushel. The good U.S. crop conditions and rising production estimates out of Brazil did remain a bearish influence, limiting the corrective bounce. The latest forecasts are calling for above normal temperatures across the Corn Belt over the next week to 10 days, which could provide some support, but the forecasts are also calling for higher than normal precipitation. Wheat, it's narrowly mixed. Chicago down a penny in the September contract at $5.07 per bushel. Kansas City up 1 cent in September at $4.23 per bushel. And Minneapolis spring wheat holding steady, down only a quarter cent in September at $5.01.5. Seasonal harvest pressure put some pressure on wheat prices today, but yesterday's explosion in Beirut reportedly damaged wheat reserves there, and ideas Lebanon will be looking to replenish those stocks were a bit supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, August 5th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.